T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins news flash for Saturday, June 15th. I'm Donna Vaughn, and here's what's happening. A Bronx man is in critical condition after sources say he shot and killed a young girl believed to be his own daughter and her mother before apparently turning the gun on himself. The 10-year-old girl and woman were shot and killed at a home on Belmont Avenue. The man authorities believe to be the girl's father also tried to kill himself. He was shot in the head and is critical. Flights in and out of Newark Liberty Airport running into delays today after a plane skidded off a runway, sparking an airport emergency and leading to a temporary ground stop. United Flight 627 was touching down after an uneventful trip from Denver when a couple of tires blew. The airline says none of the 166 passengers needed medical attention. The time has come to impeach, so says City Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, who added her voice today to those calling for the House to begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Maloney says it's not a decision she takes lightly, and although it has been on her mind since seeing the evidence laid out in the Mueller report, it was President Trump's own words this week about how he'd gladly accept campaign help from a foreign government that finally put her over the edge. A Babe Ruth road jersey has fetched some big bucks at auction. The jersey dates back to between 1928 and 1930 and sold for a record-breaking $5.6 million, the most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever sold. The auction taking place at Yankee Stadium, fittingly. Just in time for Father's Day, the U.S. Census Bureau has released some new numbers showing more than 60% of the nation's 121 million men are fathers. That data, included in a report released this week, was collected in 2014, and it was the first time the Bureau asked American men and women about their fertility histories. So most men probably realize that if you're told you have a dad bod, it is not normally meant as a compliment, but maybe it should be. Planet Fitness decided to see what women think, and they're out with a new study claiming that the ladies prefer the dad bod silhouette over some guy with six-pack abs, believe it or not. 1010 Winds AccuWeather, clouds tonight with a late shower and spots, low 68. A gray, humid day tomorrow with a shower or thunderstorm in the area, high 77. For live and local news, 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.